Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a boom in agritourism.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
The day from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. From you-pick strawberry patches to corn mazes and petting zoos, there's no shortage of agritourism activities in Ohio. In fact, the industry is growing rapidly here. Over the past two decades, the state has seen exponential growth in agritourism income. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
Jeff Probst's family has owned farmland in Warren County, northeast of Cincinnati, for 85 years. Over the generations, they've tried all kinds of ventures to keep it profitable, row cropping and raising cattle and hogs. But about 25 years ago, when Probst and his parents were starting to think about the price tag of a college education, they decided to venture into a new realm, agritourism.
They decided, let's plant an acre of strawberries. And mom loved flowers, so they built a little wooden framed greenhouse back. The idea was you pick strawberries with the garden center as well, too.
Then they started offering fall hay rides, and they put up a roadside produce stand to bridge the gap between berry and pumpkin seasons.
We failed a lot in the beginning. We made tremendous mistakes.
But Probst and his family were at the forefront of an industry about to take off. Between 2002 and 2022, the number of agritourism operations in Ohio nearly tripled.
Explode wouldn't even indicate what we're seeing in growth.
By 2022, the most recent year National Ag Census data is available, the state had nearly 900 farms pulling income from agritourism activities. That's more than any other Midwestern state. So what's driving the boom? Susie Spahr, the executive director of an international agritourism association, says many farms are facing an inflection point.
Now, whether that is due to they've been doing commodity crops or wholesale crops for many years, and the revenue margins are not really cutting it.
Or maybe a son or daughter wants to work the land too, but the farm doesn't earn enough revenue to sustain multiple households.
So they are looking for a diversification model that allows them to find a new opportunity.
Basically, agritourism offers farms a way to rake in more money at a time when the cost and availability of land makes expanding often unthinkable. And the industry has proven profitable for the state. Over the past two decades, income from agritourism operations in Ohio has jumped more than 1,000% to over $32 million. The model has allowed family farms like Jeff Probst to stay in business. Today, their Blooms and Berries farm market is thriving, complete with you-pick berry patches, you-dig potatoes, a petting zoo, beer garden, and on-site bakery.
We make our own pie dough, and then we're pressing them, and then our next step.
But these days, the industry is also attracting plenty of newcomers. Ann Sullivan is one of them. On the southeast side of Cincinnati, she works on her newly planted flower farm.
Primarily, we're very much in summer annuals right now. So that would be things like sunflowers, zinnias, asters.
She sells bouquets at farmers markets across the city, but someday she envisions hosting photo shoots among the blooms, partnering with local restaurants for make-your-own bouquet nights, and even holding weddings on the property. Right now, those ideas exist only in her field of dreams, but with Ohio's steady agritourism growth, she's hopeful that eventually they'll become a reality. In Cincinnati, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.